Well, Paul, that was a bit of an unfortunate night from a Durham point of view. It was a score I think you probably back yourselves to chase down, but you got off to a bad start with a bat.
Yeah, you can't afford to have periods in 2020 cricket like that, and that obviously hit us really hard. We tried to rebuild after the first few overs, losing so many wickets, but you know, you need everything to go your way if you're going to knock a total off when you've lost four wickets in the first few overs. So disappointing. We're not quite shown our full potential in T20 cricket, especially with the bat. I thought we did some great stuff with the ball. You know, Coggins to get a hat trick in there in the end with a maiden as well last over was a great effort. So yeah, there was some good stuff, but you know, when you get periods like that, it really does hurt you.
Paul didn't even realise he got his hat-trick, did he? It was so confusing out there with all these wickets falling at the end, and I think he was more concerned about what his actual figures were at the end, because he'd had three fairly expensive overs before the treble wicket maiden at the end.
Yeah, he was, you know, he keeps running in and keeps trying hard, and, you know, he bounced back fantastically after the first couple of overs. You're right, he went for a few runs, but he bounced back well. He's a great character to have in the side. He'll never shy away from a challenge, and he got his rewards there at the end. And you're right, he didn't realise it was a hat-trick until we started shouting at him and congratulating him. So, you know, there's not many people get a hat-trick maiden in the last over. So that's one for the history books.
It's been a bit of a punishing schedule for you the last few weeks with the white ball cricket. It hasn't gone your way with the bat. There's been some pretty poor performances with the bat, and the worry is this could sort of bleed into the county championship, and you've got to start thinking about that again now because you've got Yorkshire up on Monday.
Well, I hope not. This is where you've got to stay mentally strong, and you know, even in cricket you do have your disappointments. It's the nature of the game. You can't be on top of your game all the time, but you know, we've got a form of the game that we haven't played for a few weeks now, and we've got to make sure that we're all mentally strong enough to go in there and keep doing the right things and practicing and training. And if you do that, you'll get the rewards out in the middle, and hopefully that starts again. Whatever team we can put out on Monday, because there's a few injuries around, especially with the bowlers, and I'm sure Yorkshire have got a few injuries themselves. So. There'll be depleted sides, but one that we want to go out there and certainly try to win and get further up that table.
Finally, it's always a mouth-watering prospect playing Yorkshire. It's the big derby in the county championship, but at this part of the season, neither of you have lost, and there's just a point separating you up at the top of the table.
Yeah, it's tight up there, and it'll be nice to get back into red ball cricket as well and really focus on putting big performances in and change the rhythm completely, but you know, it's always mouth-watering, as you said. You know, coming up against Yorkshire, they're always good games and really hard-fought games. So we're all looking forward to it, and we want to go out there and each individual put big performances in.
Thanks, Paul.